Live from the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library in Simi Valley, California, Information Radio on the road. Now, here is your host, Norm Schrein.
Well, good evening, everybody. And we are in Simi Valley, California, which is in Ventura County, where the sun is still up and the weather is warm. And with me, I have Carol. And Carol, I know we have butchered your last name on the promos. Can you give me your last name?
Be happy to. It's Carol Kohei.
Carol Kohei. And you are with the Reagan Museum. And of course, there's also a spy museum here, which I didn't realize as well. Can you tell me just, in a couple quick seconds or so, what all the museum encompasses here?
You're talking about the museum itself or the spy exhibit?
Let's go to the museum itself, the Ronald Reagan Museum.
The museum itself on Ronald Reagan is devoted to the president's life and the times that he lived in, beginning with his auspicious beginnings there in Illinois with his birth and moving through the presidency and his time in Hollywood and all sorts of, you know, wonderful and interesting things and places and people that he met.
And one of the things I noticed in going through the museum, and you have, there's all different sections, you know, his childhood home and how he grew up and being a football player and winning a letter on the team. It was football and one other sport, I believe, that he won letters in. And then it goes on to his being a candidate and the governor of California, and of course through the years of the presidency and all the things that went on there. And a lot of interactive exhibits here as well.
Yes, in 2011 we marked the president's, what would have been his 100th birthday. We renovated the library to really engage our visitor in the president's his life and the times that he lived. And you can actually act in a movie with the president. He made over 50 films for Warner Brothers. Then you can go on and you can give your inaugural speech behind the podium reading the teleprompters. You can then go into the White House years and design your own White House state dinner. Then in the Air Force One, of course, we have some great things to see there in the pavilion that houses not only the aircraft that flew 7 United States presidents throughout the world, but also a Marine One helicopter.
And we are sitting literally under the nose of Air Force One, and behind us is the Marine One helicopter, and there's also a motorcade exhibit in here. President Reagan had a pretty good relationship with Mikhail Gorbachev. I think after the Cold War phase kind of ran down. However, it started out a little differently when he delivered these few words.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
Now that was probably before their great friendship, but I noticed that particular soundbite is playing on something in the museum here as well. So are we able to talk about the Cold War years? I mean, how he worked his way through that?
There's a real interesting kind of behind the scenes, because President Reagan, from the very inception upon his inauguration, began writing to each one of the Soviet leaders and asking for a meeting, trying to de-escalate the nuclear arms race. And it took him a few. They all kept dying on him. And finally, when he wrote to Mikhail Gorbachev, he then found a man who also wanted to do the same thing, was to de-escalate the arms race and then talk about having peace. And of course, President Reagan's, his main thrust was peace through strength.
And it was also peace by being able to outspend your opponents.
That too.